Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents on TerryWilson3.com. If you have any questions about the show, you can always send us a question right below the show if you're listening to it at TerryWilson3.com. Or, of course, you can always send us an email, TerryWilson3.com/contact. Would love to connect with you. If you got any questions, we promise we do answer. And if you are listening through Stitcher or iTunes, make sure you leave a response and give us a positive feedback. It just helps us in our ratings and keeps us on the top of the list for business management and self-improvement and entrepreneurship and all that. So we definitely want to reach as many people as we can. So we'd appreciate you sharing the news and sharing our podcast, maybe on your social media as well. Love to have you share us with your friends. So just check us out there. Today I want to talk to you about 10 ways, 10 motivational tips, if you will, for self-improvement. I tell you what, if you want to go to the next level, you've heard me say it, you got to grow the next level. So today I just want to focus on these 10 things, these 10 tips that I think will help you go to the next level. So everybody has goals. Maybe you want to run that half marathon in the next 6 months, or maybe you want to finish up your degree and go for a promotion. Whatever you're working towards, it's important to continually take steps towards success and find ways to improve yourself along the way. Unfortunately, that's easier said than done. So you might reach an unexpected roadblock, or a task you need to complete might be much more difficult than you ever expected it would be. When this happens, it's easy to get discouraged. It really is, and lose motivation. It's so important that you don't let this happen and don't give up. Every step that you take towards reaching a goal doesn't just get you closer to accomplishing something. It's also a step toward self-improvement. So if you're feeling like giving up, you feel like trying to just throw in the towel, I want you to try these 10 tips because I really believe they'll help you. Number one, keep a jar of accomplishments. If you are active on social media, you have seen a post suggesting that people start a jar of blessings. The idea is that whenever something good happens, you write the blessing down and put it in your jar. Then at the end of the year, you open the jar and reflect on the blessings of that past year. This is a great idea, but why not start a jar of accomplishments as well? And what I mean by that is every time you accomplish something that is related to your goals and improving yourself, write that down and put it in a jar. However, in this case, you don't wait until the end of the year to review your accomplishments. Instead, look them over whenever you feel discouraged. I'm telling you, if you'll just review a little bit of your successes, and not beat yourself up all the time about where you're at sometimes when you're not there as quick as you want, it goes a long way. Number two, find a support system of like-minded people. That's why I love TerryWilson3.net, our network of bloggers and entrepreneurs and people that are working in our call center and is using our tools, our trainings, our technology, because it's a network of like-minded people that are working toward self-improving themselves, growing themselves, growing their business. So whatever you're trying to do to accomplish your goals, chances are there are other people like that in the same mindset. One thing that you can do to boost your motivation is to find these people and use them as a source of help and encouragement. Of course, it goes without saying you should also reciprocate by being helpful and encouraging yourself and encouraging others. That is, if you look online in your community, you can probably find others who are trying to accomplish the same goals. If your group exists, join it. If it doesn't, consider creating one. I love what Tony Vincent said. He says, surround yourself with people you can always learn something from. Always work with people that are better at their craft than you are. And it's so true. I love being in these mastermind groups that I'm a part of. I'm in some groups that some of the guys that are in our group, you've heard on the national stage. But I glean, and it costs a ton of money for me to be in them. I mean, when I first joined, I said, this is ridiculous to pay this kind of money to attend these group settings. But after the first few months of attending it and seeing all the good information, and not just information, but the encouragement and the inspiration, man, it was well worth every penny. Number three, set goals that allow you to see frequent progress. In other words, break your goals up. Don't make them so big that it's just discouraging because it takes forever to get there and it's so much more difficult. Take that big goal and break it down into smaller goals. It can take over a year to train yourself to run a half marathon. Finishing your college degree can take several years. If your only measurement of success is whether or not you achieve some big final result, you may find it difficult to stay motivated. This is why it's so important to set incremental goals. So break them up. Number four, always spend some of your time learning something new. Man, I can't tell you how important this is. One of the great things about self-improvement is that one action taken to improve yourself tends to boost your motivation. It really does. And increases your chances of successfully achieving your goals. Learning new things is a great way to do this. You can take online classes or sign up for educational classes at your local community center. All that matters is that you are constantly learning something new. Learn something new every day. Number five, write it down as affirmation. Take whatever you're trying to accomplish and write it down on a piece of paper. Then figure out how to rewrite it as an affirmation. For example, if your goal is to finish your degree by the end of 2016, you might write this down. I want to attain my bachelor's degree in human services by December 2016. Then your affirmation would be, I will have my degree in human services by December 2016. The point is to write your goal and then turn it into something that is a given, because your mindset is going to motivate you to do what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. So write it down in an affirming way. Number six, meditate and visualize. Many successful people give some of the credit of their accomplishments to the fact that they meditate. Why not join them? Meditation is easy and it requires no specific training or education to get started. Simply find a quiet place, close your eyes, focus on breathing slowly, breathing out slowly, and then visualize what that goal, what that mindset that you're trying to accomplish is in reaching your goals. So learn to meditate. I think it's very positive. Scripture encourages us to meditate day and night. Of course, we meditate on, the things of the Lord. But at the same time, if you don't take that time to slow down, slow your breathing, be still and know, as the good book says, take that time. It will go a long way in keeping you motivated. Number seven, take care of yourself. Sometimes we spend so much time focusing on work and meeting our goals that we overburden ourselves and we burn out. So you got to take care of yourself. You know, people gave us a hard time last year because we went on four vacations and was out of the country or out of the state or, Disney World at the beach up in New York and all over the country for about 3.5-4 months out of the last year. But I told people, hey, I work hard, so I want to play hard. And so I will tell you, what will keep you motivated in achieving your goals is having some rewards along the way. Because what's the point of working so hard? What's the point of training for that marathon if you can't enjoy the good health? What's the point of doing this or doing that if you can't take the time to enjoy some of the fruits of it? So take the time to take care of yourself and enjoy it. You know, it's been said, we are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live and they travel far within our souls. So take care of yourself. Number eight, Read motivational and inspirational books. Man, I can't tell you how important it is. I, on a daily basis, I go to bed with earbuds in my ears, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks. That's why I'm so excited about being able to give people free audiobooks away at terrywilson3.com/freebook for a 1 month trial with Audible. Because it's just so important. I've heard it said by Jim Coyne. I've heard it said by others. You're the sum total of the five or three or five people. I don't know if it was five or three, but the point is you're the people that you hang around the most, you listen to the most, they're going to have the greatest impact on you. And you become, they mold and they inform and they inspire the character and the way that you carry yourself. So get around some great people, and you can do that not just in a physical way, but also just by online listening to good teaching, good books. If you want to stay motivated, read those good books that are inspiring. These books can be inspirational, biographies and autobiographies. I love listening to some biographies of people and some of the things that they've had to go through because it inspires me, because I look at them and say, if they can do it, why can't I? Number nine, limit the time you spend with negative people. Oh my word. Don't be isolated, but definitely insulate yourself from people that are negative. You know, there's some people in the world that are just not happy. They're not going to be happy. There's nothing that can make them happy. You can't strong arm them into being happy. You can't sell them on the idea of happiness. So why not insulate yourself from some? And I know sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes you're married, or you're related, or you work with, or you just the life that you live won't allow you to be away from them. That's why I say you can't necessarily isolate all the time, but you can definitely insulate. And what I mean by that is you don't allow their mood, their mannerisms, their message of the day control you. You just can't do it. Insulate yourself from them. You know, one of the things that John Maxwell said one time is there's two types of people in this world. There's people that are thermostats and there's people that are thermometers. A thermometer only does one thing, and that's just give you the temperature of the room. And you have got to decide, and you have to choose, I'm going to be a thermostat. I'm going to set the temperature in the room. I'm going to declare this is the way the mood is going to be. And that's what I mean by insulating. People who continually find fault, place blame, nitpick are just toxic personalities. They sap the emotional energy of people around them. That's what they feed off of. So what you have to do is stop feeding them. What you have to do is just say, I hear you, but I'm not listening. Okay. And you do that maybe sometimes in a nonverbal way. It's just the way you posture yourself. And you have to train people. I teach my children this all the time. You train people how to treat you. Okay. If you train people that it's okay to just be rude, to just be ugly, to just be, then there's certain personalities that's just going to be that way. So you have to take a posture. You have to take a position. This is the way we roll in our house. So just insulate yourself. I can't stress that enough. Number 10, and finally, be a source of positive energy for other people. I'm telling you, when you give good away, good just always, always, always comes back. When it comes to motivation and inspiration, you really do get what you give. So be encouraging with others and tell them about your goals and curb your own tendencies to complain or be a downer. When you do this, you create positive attitudes and energies with your inner circle. And that positive attitude and that energy that you're creating, they're actually going to reflect that. And them giving that positive energy back to you is going to keep you motivated. So if you want to get more positive out of people, then give more positive and just be a source of positive energy, not for people that's just going to drain you, use you, and abuse you, but people that's going to reflect that and give it back and say, I hear you, I feel you, and I want to go there with you because I believe the two of us can go to the next level. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level, and you do that with the people that you're around and giving what you want in return. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. I hope to see you soon. If you need anything, check us out online. See ya. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.